Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Just about the only thing worth listening to anymore, I find.
True.
Coming up on this week's show, Black Ops smashes all known records, including that one for spinning plates on a unicycle. But what's all this we hear about annoying lags? At Palm Prix 2, it's already in the hands of the frogs and the yanks. Now it's finally our turn. Samsung officially leakier than a Welsh plumbers convention as two handsets seep out. Still not seeping out is the new iOS. What the hell, Apple? Give it up. And it's Christmas. At least it is in T3 land with our Christmas edition already hitting the iPad. So go on. Have you been a good gadget fan this year? All that. And possibly much more. But let me first introduce my co-hosts, Adam the Boy Bunker, Luke the Luke Peters, and T3's man of lingering looks and ponderous thoughts. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Wow, that was good. That was
hello.
Good.
Hello.
Always going to get seeping into the intro.
I find, yes.
And leaky.
Yes, as much seepage as possible.
Yes, well, when you get to my age.
21.
Dear. Anyway, Dunk, anything to report from the front line of magazine hackery this week?
Yeah, two things. Quite literally been back once again with the ill behaviour this week.
Yeah, I noticed you were absent on the day of the London riots.
He was
yes,
down there.
That was why. I haven't actually. It's not been ill. I was
last seen hurling a lump of concrete.
Yeah. Struck from behind by a member of the territorial support group.
Having a window crash on them. Has anyone seen it?
Nobody.
The rioter with the window caving on him. Such a shame.
Nobody wants somebody running up behind them with a truncheon. That's that sort of innuendo. Never mind. What were we talking about?
Go on.
Good news this week.
Really?
You know, I was having problems with my hard drive last week.
And it was
all a bit of a nightmare.
Finally, an update
time
on
machine.
Yes. Everyone's been waiting. Well, no, because I wanted to give props and big ups to Shirt Pocket, who make something called Super Duper. Or I suppose it's Super Duper.
Could be.
As in duplicating.
Ah.
Yeah, because that sorted me out proper.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really good. Free download, and then you can pay for like a fuller version with extra bits, which I actually did, and I never do that. I was so happy with what they did. Yeah, it just kind of it does the copying of the disc in a very sort of just works. It just works, as a famous company once said, and then couldn't be bothered to do an application of its own that would do, like copying your getting hard drive. And yes, and now my backup drive, I can boot from it.
Well.
Ooh.
I'm living the dream at last. I have a bootable backup drive.
That truly is super duper.
It is super duper.
So it just replicates the whole thing?
Yeah, exactly.
What, creates an image of it or actual file?
Don't ask me questions like that, Luke. I'm just not that technical.
What was your?
It initial, just works.
This is an ill man you have before you.
Dunk, what was your initial problem with it?
Bloody time machine. Firstly, well, time machine, you see, doesn't create a bootable thing. That's not a deal breaker. Mm. But it was copying my stuff at a rate of about 1 kilobyte per second, per minute, practically, it felt like.
Right.
At a crawl.
And I've got a lot of porn to copy across, let me tell you. So it's, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Listen, I have something of an exclusive this week.
Oh.
What?
I know. I don't think have we ever managed an exclusive before?
Have we ever managed any journalism on this program?
No, I don't believe we have. No. Well, listen, yes, from my secret source, I can safely predict. No.
Is your secret source going to seep out?
I can safely predict there's going to be an iPhone 4 4G, if not before Christmas, in the new year.
Mm. And how do you know this, Dan?
Well,
it came to me in a dream.
No. I was chatting to someone who wasn't aware I was a tech journalist, which is always useful because people are a lot more open when they when they don't know you're a journalist.
Yeah,
and he's.
I can't imagine that's a problem you have often.
Yeah,
aren't you that Dan Maudsley?
I get recognised so often.
It's all right until he opens his mouth. Yeah, it's like, yeah. I knew I'd heard it before.
No, he was a network engineer. And he's in London constant at the moment because he's working for Vodafone, upgrading their network to 4G, LTE, long-term evolution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about this. I thought this is all very interesting. And he said, yeah, I mean, what they wanted to do was get it all ready before Christmas to launch a new iPhone. And I thought, new iPhone? And then I was thinking, maybe he means iPhone as, you know, people use the word iPhone, like Walkman for just generic smartphone. So I was like, he can't mean a new iPhone. I said, what, an actual iPhone? He's like, yeah. Yeah, they wanted to launch it before Christmas, but the network's not going to be ready, so they've put it back. So I put that one in the back pocket and been checking this out.
I did some digging.
Pictures have emerged from the US of a Verizon iPhone.
Yeah.
We're saying Verizon LTE for the, you know, the network ID. Mm. And it's been dismissed over there as, it's Photoshop or someone's been just hacking around with the caller ID. I think this is the iPhone 4G. It is coming. So the word over there is that that is going to be launched in the States in January. So it all fits with what I was hearing from my Vodafone source.
What time does this podcast go out?
That is classy journalism, Dan.
There you go.
But is it the same as kind of like having a Sky engineer coming round and just blathering on about any sort of old crap?
It's a bit like that.
Not wanting to poo pie or exclusive or anything.
It's just he was giving me industrial secrets at the same time.
Well, they are updating all the networks.
Yeah, it's no secret that Vodafone are doing that. It was just when he mentioned iPhone that my ears pricked up.
I wonder if he meant HTC 4G Evo.
I really pushed him on this because, yeah, I thought...
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah, do you even know what an iPhone is, mate?
And then when I checked out, you know, the other pieces of the jigsaw started
together. These pictures that you've seen, mm-hmm. I'm guessing it looks the same as the current iPhone 4.
It looks exactly the same as the iPhone 4. The only difference was the caller ID. A bit like the 3GS, which, you know, looks exactly the same as the 3G. It just had,
Could this bloke go on record? Could we get him in the office this afternoon?
This is why I want to nail him down. But you see, I think as soon as I go,
he's already been sacked.
I'm a journalist. Can you give me this on record? I think he'll dry up. But
that's pretty cool. Pretty cool story.
There you go.
I mean,
it's
good news as well because I mean, the one thing that really kills the experience of using a smartphone or anything really at the moment is the fact that you just can't bloody get data.
Yeah, I mean, it's only good news for anyone who's living in London, though, really, isn't it? Because the LTE networks are going to take forever to roll out.
But okay. I couldn't care less about anybody outside of London. So,
when would Apple do it?
He said it would. He was basically
this is our
saying
speculation
the
now.
Phone was ready before Christmas. Okay, but the network isn't, so that is delaying the launch certainly here. And the kind of murmurings from the States are that Verizon will launch this in the new year. So I would expect Vodafone and Verizon both launching this in the year, which would point to an Apple, because Apple don't announce their products before, you know, long before them to come out the day they announce them, aren't they? So I wouldn't expect an announcement from
Apple.
But
they normally do a January 1 anyway, don't they?
Yeah, this could well be it.
And I've heard that there's a big halt at the moment with all app approvals. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happened for like 3 weeks.
That's interesting.
At all. Mm. So
there we are.
That could be unrelated.
Well, there was a lot of chatter, as they say in intelligence circles, about a pre-Christmas iPhone launch a few months ago as well, wasn't there? Was more to do with wanting to correct the, you know, the reception issues.
Yeah,
this
would have been an opportunity, but as I say, it looks like the networks aren't ready for a pre-Christmas launch.
There we are. You heard it here first.
There you go.
iPhone 4G.
An extra cracker for you at Christmas.
It's coming. It's coming. Anyway, on to our actual top story.
Follow that.
It's already been proclaimed as the biggest entertainment launch ever. Yes, after just 24 hours of sales in the US and the UK alone this week, Call of Duty Black Ops had netted £223 million, which I'm reliably informed is a lot of money. was anyone actually at these midnight launches?
No, I've got a life.
You know, I sauntered into my Sainsbury's on the Tuesday morning.
Is that where they were launching it?
And I went to the shelves. I went to the shelves and... And there was no Call of Duty Black Ops. And I thought, oh, well, there's obviously a midnight rush. And then this man sort of sauntered over and went, oh, are you looking for Black Ops?
Did he open his Mac
Black
as well?
Ops?
I was like, yeah, yeah. He goes,
meet me out back.
Yeah, they just haven't put them out on the shelves.
What?
And I was like, what? Because there have been signs saying midnight launch. And I was like, so what was it not very busy last night? He goes, oh, we didn't really publicise it very well. Like, to the point of not putting them on the shelves, you know?
That is an unusual retail strategy.
They had stacks of them. They just weren't on the shelves.
Yeah, I don't think there's like stock shortages of it.
Or someone there was very clever and just flogged them all on eBay beforehand.
No. They had plenty of stock. And then, I wandered into Morrison's on my, you know, little supermarket jaunt, and they had them yesterday. So,
that's just bizarre, though, that they've got them out back, haven't put them out, and they knew it was going to be the biggest.
Yeah, well, it was like he was the lone member of staff who realised the, you know, importance, and everyone else was like,
I've been trying to tell them all.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we'll stick them out eventually.
Nobody listens to
me. I'm
going
to start calling you Sherlock. That's some pretty good investigative work this week.
I do some digging. But I was impressed with the look. Well, the guys in the camo and the tanks and the, my God, you know.
At Sainsbury's?
No. The proper launch. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was impressive.
Well, it's just a massive... I mean, I'm in a way, I'm sort of surprised that people are still surprised that a big game launch would be such a massive deal.
But when they say
it's
biggest,
like it's overtaken Hollywood.
Yeah,
in
when
terms
they say biggest entertainment launch,
ago,
they don't mean like biggest game. They mean
biggest thing.
Biggest thing
in entertainment, bigger than films.
They did, I heard that they didn't give anyone but celebs a copy of the game on the launch night, though. So no.
Well, the launch night started at 6 PM, didn't it? And the actual on sale was 6 hours later at midnight.
Yeah, and then I mean the coverage of it as well. The Guardian devoted more space to its review of Black Ops than it devoted to I don't know, like the welfare changes this week.
Well, yes, I think that's.
But it is
be.
The biggest thing.
Yeah,
but it's well. Yeah. It was a far bigger review than they would ever give to any film, any book.
Well, yeah, it has kind of crossed over into mainstream media. They seem to have finally got it.
It's kind of the same as like when you get your premiere nights for films. There's no reason now why it shouldn't be just as big.
Yeah. Having said how huge it is, who here is actually a Call of Duty fan?
I used to be on PC, but I still can't get my head around it.
I'm a fan. I played Modern Warfare 2 last year. We had that. It's difficult in my house because you never get any time to play a one-player game.
I recently finished Call of Duty 4.
Excellent.
That's how ahead of the curve I am.
We're all very well qualified to talk about this then.
I don't really like the game. I mean, the production values are very slick. It looks really good. The acting was really good in Call of Duty 4 and it's got sort of proper actors in this one. So I'm sure it's really impressive on that front. But I don't know, as a game, it constantly forces you to go where the game wants you to go. So there's no kind of exploration or anything. It's just one long gunfight. Which, okay, fine. I mean, that's great. But there's no depth to it at all beyond that. And it's all
linear.
I mean, obviously, the online multiplayer thing, yeah, that's great. But except apparently it's not so great.
No,
we'll get on to
that. My problem is that my first-person shooter skills haven't really advanced from GoldenEye. And I sort of find myself utterly mal-coordinated whenever I play any of these and constantly getting hammered.
Well, the great thing about Call of Duty, and I assume it's still in this, is that it's got quite a good sort of auto lock-on thing.
That's exactly.
So as long as you keep on fingering
every time you
L1
kind of,
button.
Every time you let go of aim and re-aim, it kind of does it for you.
It puts the crosshair straight on the guy's forehead.
Between the eyes.
Because they're so like built up around heavily orchestrated kind of set pieces, it has to be that kind of linear, I suppose, isn't it? And it's just more like going on a fairground ride, isn't it, then actually
it's almost like a kind of House of the Dead style on rail. Well, no, sorry, that's a ridiculous thing to say, but you could see you could make a connection between that and a House of the Dead style
almost
on rails
that kind of
shooter.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have to get myself down to Sainsbury's then. I mean, despite my complete lack of interest, it's fair to say there's been a lot of interest from
quite
from
popular
readers and listeners.
Oh my god, it's been without question, you've probably back map on this ads, but the most read story.
It's been
week.
Our biggest. We've done obviously scores of stories on the various news as it's been coming out and stuff. And it's just
smashed everything out of the water. Which
it's definitely been our biggest traffic driver for ages now.
We've done big numbers on it.
We've done the good internets.
Did you say it smashed it out of the water? That's such a brilliant mixed metaphor. Playing cricket underwater.
Actually, I've got to say the 50,000 students there were in London on Wednesday. I'm quite impressed because if Call of Duty had came out when I was at uni, I wouldn't be going down to London the next day for a demo.
But that's what they're moaning about.
I'd be pulling an all-nighter.
The fees have gone up.
That's what
the
they
fees
did.
Have gone up. They can't afford Call of Duty. That's what they're upset
about. Perhaps
they
played the game and they loved it so much, it's like, this is real life.
I believe there is a level in the new game where you have to storm the headquarters of an evil organisation. Yeah. And then sit around in the foyer singing songs and breaking a few coffee tables.
Pulling faces behind kind of Sky News reporters.
Excellent. Yeah. Cuba
fascist.
Cuba aren't happy.
Oh, when are Cuba ever happy?
Have you read this?
I'm sick of Cuba and its constant whining. No, what's Cuba unhappy about? Oh, you have to assassinate Fidel Castro. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you'd be quite annoyed.
Apparently the US has tried this more than 600 times and failed.
So in the game, do you have to use the methods that supposedly the CIA employed, like exploding cigars?
Exploding cigars is the famous one. The germ-filled wetsuit.
Yeah, and something...
poisonous Jack in the Box.
It was something to do with like some sort of poisonous thing in his shoes or something. That wasn't meant to kill him. It was meant to make his beard fall out so he would have less... I'm not making this up. So he would have less gravitas on the world stage.
I frankly would not respect a man without without that kind
hell.
Of beard.
That's possibly speaking
of beards, what a wonderful segue into our Movember contender.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
Movember
I forgot.
Contender.
Because I can barely see it, I forgot you were growing it.
Well, it looks... Adam, if you haven't been following the pod, is growing a tash.
I think it's coming on quite nicely.
Yeah, it's looking like a kind of Italian, sort of gangster at the moment.
I was thinking sort of Ronald Searle style, kind of bounder, sort of 1920s bounder.
I'm expecting
bounder.
Him to pull out a Tommy gun any moment.
And fired custard pies.
I met this guy last weekend who I kind of ended up in an argument with because he didn't believe me that I hadn't been trimming it into shape. I just said, no, it just grows like this. And he just wouldn't believe me to the point of almost having a fight about it.
Tensions run high on the subject of moustaches. Passions.
I was in another office the other day and passed someone who basically looked like Russ Abbott. I mean, these tashes can, they can play with people's faces.
Yeah. I think yours kind of really suits you.
It's got a bit of refinement.
I keep forgetting I've got it and then look at myself in the mirror and go,
Yeah.
But I live with three other guys and we're all kind of doing it at home and my house just looks like some kind of Victorian gentleman's club at the moment.
So if people want to donate to your Movember...
Yeah, just go to movember.com and search Adam Bunker.
There is only one.
I should crop up and then you can please donate. That'd be great.
Excellent.
It's good. A prostate cancer.
Back to Call of Duty.
I thought we'd finished with Call of Duty.
No, one last thing. The lags. We mentioned them.
The lags?
The lag.
Well, like,
they're like gaming criminals. Wives.
The lag. Yeah. These lags.
Ladies and girlfriends. Yeah, is that it?
Quite a few tweets on this. Steve Milross been playing Black Ops for hours and the lag is terrible. Surely this was obviously going to happen. Hope it gets patched ASAP. I think he's referring to the sheer number of people logging on.
Victim of its own success. I like the thing about I've been playing it for hours. It just really is unbearable.
But yet I cannot tear myself away.
Stop playing and go and do something else then.
Brad Short, our regular tweeter.
Shorty.
The lag issue is more omnipresent than intermittent. Because I think we reported it was an intermittent lag. Making online gaming impossible. Fix it, and there's a good game here. So,
it's not economic tweeting. He's used a lot of big words.
So there you go. That small issue, but...
It is woful news.
Yes. Yeah, mainly affecting the PC, though, so...
Good. Yeah. Can we talk about something else now?
Yes, all right. Let me...
In case you were wondering whether Duncan was ill.
Yeah, he is. He really is ill. He wasn't rioting on Wednesday.
Oh, that was a dog.
Death rattle.
He was laid up. Anyway, there is plenty more news where all that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, after weeks of waiting, HP has finally announced the Palm Pre 2 will be landing here on Monday. Available SIM-free, it'll support the new WebOS 2.0 and cost £399.
Yep, but that's not all. Eager Palm users have been mining WebOS 2 code for info and unearthed the names of 5 as-yet unreleased Palm handsets. Our money is on a bevy of new WebOS phones arriving in time for this January's CES.
Oh yes, but not to be outdone. Samsung's unveiled the heavily rumoured dual-screen Android Continuum, but so far only in the States. Heads up, though, on two other Sammy smartphones, a Google-branded Nexus S and an as-yet-unnamed flagship device running Gingerbread, shooting 1080p video and looking not too unlike the iPhone 4. Both have leaked out this week, although the usual creative photoshopping possibility should apply.
Samsung's also revealed two new versions of its Galaxy Tab with a Super AMOLED update for the 7-inch model and a new 10.1-incher on display at the FPD International Expo in Tokyo. Look out for Dell's new 5-inch tab, an updated Streak with HD screen, expected in the spring.
And in other tablet news, where the hell is iOS 4.2? Originally pegged for Tuesday the 9th, that date slipped to today the 12th. But now word is that because of a Wi-Fi glitch, it won't be appearing till next week, with Tuesday the 16th the most likely launch date.
Apple still has a big coming soon on its website, but does at least add this November.
Or Movember.
It promises more than 100 new features with multitasking, folders, wireless printing and media streaming to other devices via AirPlay. The headline updates.
Yeah, they are the headline updates.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. The AirPlay, or the AirPrint, sorry.
There is a bit of a rumour that it's sort of been disappearing from feature lists, but it is, if you go on the Apple website, it's still there as a main feature. So
thank God.
Don't worry about that.
So two things quickly from me, Dan. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have a review of the Palm Pre 2 online. Yes. We're talking now. It's going online, so awesome. We're not going to reveal anything now. You have to go online to have a find out.
T3.com.
2through.com. And also, even when Apple pull their fingers out of their cores and launch 4.2, the T3 iPad app is fully supported of it. So,
excellent.
Oh, it is now.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, that's good news.
That was okay. So if you've got, if you downloaded the last T3 app, there's an update now. Download that, and everything's, lots of bugs have been fixed.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Everyone's happy.
And everyone's happy.
Excellent. Excellent.
App-y.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Yeah, a disgruntled Semple456, Kyle Semple, tweets, I hate the fact, that when people see me with a T3 magazine, they think I have a pawn. I was following that sentence up until the last...
Either he needs an extra word, like pawn mag.
Did he run out of characters?
Or he needs to lose a word, need to lose the A.
That's such a bizarre thing to say. To be honest, Kyle, if you think... That's porn.
Yeah.
I've got some things I'd like to show you. If you want to send me your email address, I can send you a number of links to what I would consider to be porn. But
good. Same thing to five pawns.
Not suitable for work, I think is the expression.
That guy's got a pawn.
Luke, people laugh at him and point.
A very nice Zoe Allen, says, congrats on 10,000 followers. It's easy to see why. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Oh, it's one kiss each.
Yeah. So that's Twitter followers. We passed the 10,000 follower mark this week.
Yeah, this week.
Pretty great.
And we're over 10,000 on Facebook as well. So we're
essentially we're the best.
So much so just going.
There we are.
Next stop.
Just to settle that.
Let's get a million.
Keep steady.
Well, Adam. These things can snowball.
Yeah. Exponential growth.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes. Fazwan Nordin.
Otherwise known as?
Fazwan Nordin. Oh. Right.
I'm spit it out, man.
No, Dan, I'm not reading this.
Come on.
Aku Kina adjust Semula timing Kibesan Tiaptu Bulan Sebelum Utkibulani. Aku da Mid Delhi magazine at T3.com. Clue and digital camera.
I think that's about it. I think that's about a digital camera. We don't actually know what language it's in.
What makes you think it might be about a digital camera, Dan? Is that because the only two words in English are digital camera?
Yes, mainly.
It's a little bit like the, I can't remember what show it was, the Fast Show, the football commentator. Yeah. Gary Lineker.
Yeah. So if anyone can help with a translation, it may be terribly rude, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to get it from Adam's...
yeah, possibly
That was a flawless
recount. Was it really?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. If you search for Fazwan Nordin, then you'll find his tweet
or her
tweet, for that matter. I have an update from Lord Otter. It's quite a sad one. This Lord Otter tweets: Beef Queen and I have decided to go our separate ways. We're still friends, and Beefy's having custody of the iPad. So at least it's a it's not an acrimonious
that, to
split.
Me, stinks. Like, Lord Otter's pulled a full, fast one here. He's let Beefy have the iPad just because he knows the iPad 2 is coming in about 2 months. Sneaky, slimy Otter.
He's a very canny man.
Yeah. But of course, he'll have to pay maintenance on that iPad, I mean, that's could eat into his...
Is that a monthly data fee?
...iPad 2 funds, Oh, well, it's very sad to hear that, Lord Otter and Beef Queen, but we wish you both well. Anyway... enough of all that. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Yeah, I'm doing it because Ree's not here.
Where is Ree?
New York.
She's in New York.
New York. She's looking at the Google TV.
Jungle. She's in a New York state of mind.
Yeah, I was listening to Newport State of Mind. Still a better version in my book.
She would agree.
Yep, there we are. Being Welsh and all.
We've got the Samsung Continuum as our gadget of the week this week.
It's amazing to see it here in the studio.
Yes. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, but quite
and made of paper.
it's a sheet of paper.
Yes, now this was launched earlier this week on the 8th of November, was it?
I believe so, but in the US. So we're still waiting for it here. But what is the absolute killer feature of this wonderful device?
I'm glad you asked. I know there's a lot of people out there who've been screaming out for a tiny little touchscreen at the bottom of their phones.
Yeah.
A tiny little touchscreen beneath the other big touchscreen
touch
that every phone now has.
Yes.
Look, one touchscreen good, two touchscreens.
Must be at least twice as good.
Absolutely.
Why do people persist in doing this? Like, since the dawn of phones, they've been having an extra screen on the outside, and it's always like, oh, you'll be able to see your texts.
In defence of the mini touchscreen, they say, you know, you can view little updates on it, you know?
Yep, you got like
a little widget box.
What's the point? Texts. Particularly on a big touchscreen. Why not just have a little area of the big touchscreen that you view your updates on?
This kind of thing, I don't know. Works.
Is it just me? I'm going crazy here.
I think this kind of thing works. It works if you've got a flip phone where you don't have to
This isn't a flip phone.
This is just a normal phone, and instead of where you've got, I guess the space that you have your Android buttons, it's just got. Yeah, you can read text and calendar updates and Facebook things, but
retarded.
I do kind of agree with Duncan because there's ample space above for that
technology
kind of
for technology's sake, which normally results in crap products.
The screen on the flip phone, I always thought, was even more mad in a way because it's like, oh look, no, I don't need to open my phone to look at the screen because there's a screen on the thing. So it's like, so why is
why do I need understand? A phone?
Like, so it was so you didn't have to, because every time you opened the phone, it would answer, so you could see, you know. Oh, Luke Peters. Ignore that one.
but with flip phones, you could always set it up so it wouldn't answer on. It was always buried.
Yeah, but that was even more annoying
options.
Because then, you know, you'd go, oh, I want to, you know, Duncan Bell, open the phone, and you'd then
let's
have to
see
press,
what that fella's got to
press
say.
Another button to answer it, you know?
Yeah, this might be a pessimistic outlook, but I just think it's just another thing that could go wrong.
All right, we're all agreed.
So, when's that lovely looking phone out?
Completely useless.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Good.
But you've got it.
It's stop lying to the people. I don't know.
It's only got a nice feel.
Yeah.
Very thin.
Very smooth.
Yeah. Is that an e-ink display?
No, it's super.
No,
AMOLED,
Dan, it's actually just ink.
Oh. Good. Well, I think we nailed that. Okay. It's
nobody will rumble.
They learned nothing.
It's November, which means Christmas in magazine land, and the new T3 Christmas edition is out in Yoldy paper form and iPad edition.
Spanking new iPad O-Vision.
Mm. So, what's inside?
What's inside? I'll tell you what's inside. 597 gadget gift ideas.
My goodness.
And I know that because it says it on the cover.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Couldn't you just pick up like the index catalogue? Surely that has more than that.
Oh, shut up. So I got distracted there because I was looking at a porn.
Oh,
which,
God.
Which seems to be on the cover.
Goodness, I'm not sure I could show this in public.
I just have to go to the toilet.
There's a lot of back on display there.
There's a lot of back. She's very hairy, isn't she? Look
she
how
is.
Hairy
she's got,
she
yeah,
is.
It's a bit like a Yeti.
It's almost like she's...
smooth on top, Yeti down below.
That's a blanket. Okay, so inside, once you get past the porn...
We have...
Once you get past a porn.
Sorry, yes.
We have the latest collection of Windows 7 phones...
Yes.
HTC HT7, LG Optimus 7, HTC Mozart, and the Samsung Omnia, all in glorious
photo vision. I am really tempted, you know, but there's no Sonos app for them. Yeah, so I can't go.
And the HTC Desire HD as well, which isn't a Windows 7 phone, but it is quite a nice phone. And we got the final word on the Galaxy Tab. And then we got a massive Christmas gift guide.
Yeah,
I do like the Christmas sold out, which is your sort of guide to the gadgets that, you know, each year there's been a mad rush on.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of starts where my gadget career kind of picks up, really, which is nice. It's a 1985 Optimus Prime Transformers. Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I had that.
I wasn't born.
86. Shut up. 86 Panini football stickers. I remember that packet. That really, yeah, it's bringing it all back. 87 Sylvanian Family. I think I dip out at this stage. But I do pop back up in 1990 with Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles and 91 with a Game Boy.
Yeah. It's a great piece. It really does show what consumerist nonsense that Christmas is. You know, that people will get broken jaws and flatten people
things,
just to rush to
like
get presents.
It's utter mania before Christmas. And then, you know, it gets to sort of mid-January and there's plenty of them on the shelves.
And you could save yourself half the price.
Yeah. There's stuff about that in there, actually. So, but you do have to. It is quite difficult to say to your kids, in particular, I haven't bought you a Christmas present.
Here's a voucher.
I'm going to be buying it on the 28th in the sales. I don't think a lot of kids are going to be that understanding of that that point of view. But
how about you sort of adopt the Ethiopian calendar and shift Christmas into what, February or whenever it is?
Yeah, again, I don't think the kids are going to play that. Not going to watch. It's worth a try, but I'll try that with my nephews this Christmas.
One of my favourite pieces in this entire issue is Duncan's interview with Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that was a triumph.
So Duncan went to New York and met the man himself, and Jimmy Levine, who's his producer, looks like he's made out of... looks like he should be in Madame Tussauds, actually, that bloke. Yeah. But my favourite quote in the entire thing was... Do you listen to laptops much, Dr. Dre?
What?
The problem with the interview was Jimmy Levine won't bloody shut up and Dr. Dre won't open his mouth. So I was trying to draw him into the conversation. Mm. And Levine had just been wittering on about something or other for about... And I had 7 minutes with the two of them. Ridiculous. Anyway, it's a great interview, so I recommend that you read that.
Well, yes, I don't want to miss that. So if you had to pluck one gadget from these to be in your stocking...
From the gift guide?
Crikey, where do you start? I mean,
there's a brilliant... if you've got kids, I don't, but I still quite like it. I probably might fit in it. It's the Audi kids sports car.
Yes.
Actually, it's the first thing in the... it's sold itself, just we got it into the office to have a play around with, and it's a nice piece of... kit. It will destroy everything in your home if you let your kids have a go of it.
One thing I already have, which I can hardly recommend, the L'Aiguille steak knife set.
L'Aiguille?
Yeah. You can basically, you can rip into anything with these things. They are mighty.
Mm. I like this bottle of scotch that costs 670 quid.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure we'll club together on that. And also the, I don't know, how do you pronounce it? Hamaker Schlemmer. Yeah, there we go. Hypnotic Illumicube.
That's such a brilliant name for a product, isn't it?
Yeah, which is basically cobbled together from bits you can get at Tandy.
Yeah.
yeah, it manages to cost $100. But does look quite impressive when it's all assembled.
Yeah, it's like a load of LEDs that pulsate in a number of colours. Okay. Well, it's obvious what it is from the name, isn't it? Hypnotic Illumicube.
Well, there we are, yeah. Foolish, really. We mentioned
it. Ads, what do you like?
I'd like a hypnotic halloumi.
Well, do you know what? The halloumi. HTC Trophy, I've actually been playing with it this week. I've got it as
Are you a convert?
For a little bit. And I love it, yeah.
Do you like the interface?
Love it. Really, really like it.
I was really surprised.
I know it's...
Windows.
Windows, and it's perhaps not as in-depth as kind of Android and what have you, but it's, as a stripped-back, elegant kind of thing, it's dead nice. I really like it.
It is.
Who would ever think you would hear the words Windows, phone, and elegant in the same sentence?
Stripped-back.
Yeah, as I say, I'm growing ever more tempted, but until they get a Sonos app out, then it's completely
and
useless.
Also a Spotify one, they're lacking that.
That would be good.
So the iPad version, obviously with more interactive elements and rotational 360 things that you can play around
looks
with.
Very nice.
Cover video shoot, which is more... A porn.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also dropped the price.
Ah.
So it was $399 on launch. It's now $299. So you're getting more for your money.
Oh, excellent.
A lot
that's
more, because this issue is like the biggest issue of the year. And you're getting it cheaper.
It's at a cut down price.
My recommendation would be that you'd buy it twice, if that's possible.
You get different things.
Buy a second
in
iPad
formats.
And download it a second time.
Yeah, thereby maximising your saving.
You download it once, read it in landscape.
Well, yeah, when something's on sale, the more you spend, the more you save.
Absolutely. Makes perfect sense. Excellent. Well, that is about all we have time for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.